I speak to you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. It is a great privilege and honor for me to be here with you at St. John the Evangelist Church. For these many months, I've been preparing the retreat, and in the process of doing so, praying for all of you in this process of change that you're in. The reading that we have in the Old Testament this morning speaks to us of a perspective that we don't often have about God. And that is that God changes and that he has his own plans and that those plans change and change frequently. Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I want to talk a little bit about change. You know, there's a sense in which change is one of the hardest things that we have to cope with in our lives. In one sense, it is something that happens to us every day. Yesterday at the retreat, I talked about my own experience of change and how it came forcefully one day when I was shaving. I was looking in the mirror, and as the foam left my face, for the first time, I actually looked in the mirror. And as I looked in the mirror, I saw I had aged considerably. And I saw the creases in my face, and I saw the beginning jowls, and I knew that gravity had had its way with me, and that I was not the same person that I had been. And that was not only a revelation, but it was a bit of a scary moment for me. Scary because I hadn't noticed. You know, it's rather like our lives as Christian people. We join communities, and we join communities for very specific reasons. Because the community that we're interested in speaks to our hearts and our minds, gives us a sense of feeling part of something greater than ourselves. It even gives us a sense of security, especially year after year as you grow into the family of the faithful. But you see, there's a problem there, and the problem is inbuilt. The problem is that change always happens, whether we like it or not. Very often, as I've gone across the church in Canada and spoken in a number of places, I've also had three rural parishes and worked at a cathedral and on and on. And on all those years, I have noticed the sameness of this great challenge that we have. And the challenge is this: when we grow attached to the community and the way we are community, we don't want to let go of that. Because it's something special. It's something that enlivens our life and gives us a sense of purpose. But the reality is it must change. Just as around this church and this community here, things have changed drastically in the last 40, 50 years and 100 years. And so it is, as those things have changed, so must the community inside. And it has changed. But it's always difficult because we're challenged to move into new areas and do new things. Those congregations and churches I have found over the years that are able to make that transition, and they are, by the way, a minority, those communities are marked by three things: commitment, creativity, and compassion. Commitment in the sense that people who devote themselves to the church and seek to be part of the fellowship know that that commitment means that they have to work. And if they work, they have to have a sense of what they're working for. And so that commitment leads them to do things and to think things in a new way. They have to also be willing to understand that the community itself is in a constant change that focuses on so many different parts of the life of the community. For instance, liturgy. I had one church years ago that was one of the best churches that I'd ever been to in terms of liturgy. The problem was everyone loved the liturgy so much they would never change it. And as the years went by, the liturgy began to be less and less meaningful because the people that were coming in wanted something slightly different. They wanted an experience of liturgy which would be more communal rather than just transcendent. Now, both are needed. You can't say we don't want transcendence in our religion, because in effect, that transcendence is important. But there needs to also to be the community. And if one is sacrificed over the other, then there's something missing. But the capacity to change and bring these things together is the important point. When we read the Old Testament reading today, we read God basically through Isaiah's words speaking. And when he speaks, he says, "I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild animals will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, for I give water in the wilderness, excuse me, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people." If you look at the images that are being used by Isaiah, the images are basically startling images, because what you're supposed to be looking at doesn't quite jive with the reality. Rivers in a desert, well, that's not normal. But you see, what Isaiah is saying to the people of God at this point is he's saying, God can do anything, but you have to be ready to note what God is doing. And what that takes is your perception. You need to be thinking about what God is saying to you. You need to be open to the call that God is making to you. You need to be ready and courageous to move forward in this new way of being. Isaiah was challenging the people of Israel. And you know, we're challenged in exactly the same way today. If we open ourselves to change, it doesn't mean that we're going to lose everything. Quite the opposite. What we're going to gain is a deepening of our spirituality and the opportunity to serve God in a new way. That new way is going to be the key to your capacity to be God's people many years into the future. But where a church is unwilling to make that change, year by year, they become out of step. Now, St. John's has an incredible tradition. It is known in the Canadian church for preaching, for evangelism, for social outreach, all these things, and that's important. But still, in the midst of that, there is a need to say, okay, we have done this and this and this. What's God asking us to do now, which is different? How are we responding to the needs of those who are nearby? If you can begin to envisage that and work together, then all of a sudden, all kinds of creative possibilities can happen. One of the possibilities that came up when we were discussing yesterday is the narthex. I remember years ago coming here when the old narthex was there. And there was a sense in coming into the church that you were coming into the church, and there it was, and, you know. But now, you come up to the doors, and you stand outside, and you look right at the altar. Now, the symbolism and the meaning of that is very important. It is the focal point of our lives. It is where we are fed. It is what we are inviting people to here at the altar. And so that change, which I'm sure was not an easy change to some people, because these things never are, that change has actually affected the whole of the community. Yesterday there were witnesses of people who had come to the doors and looking in felt that they could for the first time enter into this sacred space. I'm using that as an example of how we're called to change. And so in each of our lives, you will be attached to certain things, and you may see some of those things pass away. But as they're passed away, the important thing to hold on to is they are being transformed into something new. Something new that will lead not only yourself, but other people to come to a closer relationship with God. This is what we're called to, and by God's grace, we will be able to respond each and every day to that new vision and to that new hope, creating a home not only for yourselves, but for many generations to come. Amen.